In this episode, you're going to get specific words you can use when you radically disagree with your boss without wrecking your career. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. In this episode, with these specific leadership tools, you're going to be able to increase your influence and credibility with senior leaders, even when, or especially when, you disagree. Be able to say what matters without burning bridges, and know when to stay or walk away. All right, let's get into this. I was fuming. This was early in my career. The CEO had just tasked my team with executing a plan that I didn't feel like lined up with our values at all. I felt it was manipulative, risky. It put our clients in a compromised position. To make matters worse, it involved an external partner that I had a personal relationship with. I couldn't move forward in good conscience. But how do you push back on someone who holds your paycheck? He was the CEO. I was a team lead. Could I even say anything? And I hear this question all the time from our clients and listeners. How do I disagree with my boss without damaging the relationship or blowing up my career? And I get it. It feels hard. Talking with someone who has the power to promote or fire you isn't easy. Your brain goes into threat mode, fight, flight, freeze, and that self-preservation kicks in. But when you stay silent, you surrender your influence. You actually make the situation worse and you're missing out on opportunity. You can miss the chance to protect your team, to stand up for what matters, to even be viewed as a strategic thought partner by your boss. And even though all those things are true, you might be surprised just how often Karen and I hear from senior leaders who desperately need their people to disagree with them, specifically to offer different perspectives, to solve problems, to help them understand missing context that you might be the one who knows. So with the right approach and a few powerful phrases, you can speak up. You can come across as both courageous and strategic. So let's dive into how this works. First, before you ever talk, you don't want to storm into your boss's office in a wave of frustration. You're going to start with you. Hit that pause button. This is the first and it's the most critical conversation, the one you have with yourself. So here's a powerful phrase you can use to clarify your intent and focus on the outcomes. Ask yourself, what do I want to happen because of what I say? Or another way that you can do this is, what will a successful outcome here do for me, for my team, for the project, for my relationship with my boss? When you ask yourself either of those questions, it helps you come back to a mindset of confidence and humility. It's the confidence to advocate for what matters, and the humility to acknowledge there may be more to the story. In fact, there always is going to be some other side to the story that you're not aware of. So what do I want to happen because of what I say? Gets you out of the emotional reactivity of how could they be so stupid, and starts getting you to that productive, focused mindset of like, okay, let me think about some positive outcomes here. So in my case, I could have reminded myself with my situation with the CEO. I said, you know, I could have reminded myself, listen, the CEO didn't wake up trying to be unethical. I'm sure he wasn't thinking about it that way. He's operating from his view of what makes sense. So even that simple reframe could help me dial down my emotions and start getting curious and think about, okay, what do I want to happen because of what I say? Well, what I really wanted to happen was to be able to lead my team through the situation in a way that makes sense. That made sense for me, made sense for them, and was in alignment and integrity. Now, the next thing you want to do is prepare for the conversation. You're going to prepare like a strategic thought partner. What this means is your goal is not to complain. You want to build a compelling case. And if you missed just a couple episodes ago, we talked episode 297, when we were talking about how to influence your boss. Make sure and check that one out. We go into really how to build that case and use data and story and so on. Just a couple episodes ago, 297. But if you missed that one, think about some questions you can ask yourself. What's the business risk or the reputational concern here? How does the decision connect or conflict with your strategic goals? What alternative solutions might you be able to suggest? So one of the most effective ways to start the conversation is to align with something your boss already values. So it might be their values specifically, or in episode 297, we talk about two-level thinking. So what is keeping your boss's boss up at night? What are their goals? And so on. So with my CEO, I might have started the conversation. I say might have because I did not do this. This is what I would do if I could go back and do it again. So I might have started the conversation with something like, you know, I'm concerned that we're not putting our best foot forward with the upcoming event and that could impact our credibility with these key stakeholders that we're inviting. Now notice what that does. It centers the conversation on shared outcomes. It's not attacking, it's inviting engagement. And I might even go a little stronger. I might say, hey, listen, I want to make sure that we are achieving the purpose of this event. And I know that getting these stakeholders on board is a critical part of that. We need their influence. We need their money, everything else. And I'm concerned that we're doing some things that are going to keep that from happening. Can I share that with you? And then the next thing we want to do, number three here, we're going to create space for dialogue. You don't want to ambush your boss in the hallway or at the beginning of a Microsoft Teams meeting. Schedule the time. Treat the conversation with the importance and the dignity that it deserves. And when you get into the conversation, lean into connection. You can start with something like, hey, listen, I care about our team. I care about our reputation. I'm confident we can find a solution we can both feel good about. And then you can ask as you go on through the conversation, like, hey, I'm curious how this looks from your perspective. And you'll recognize if you've been listening for a while or if you read Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict, you'll recognize those are some of our GOATs, greatest of all time powerful phrases that tap into two of the four essential dimensions of conflict, connection and curiosity, both of which open the door to deeper understanding. And as you get into this conversation, as you're asking some of these questions, the next thing you want to do, listen. And you're going to actively listen by reflecting and co-creating. So when your boss responds and shares their perspective, do a check for understanding. Reflect what you're hearing with a check for understanding. So for example, what I'm hearing you say is that speed to market's our top priority right now, even if it means taking some short-term risks. Do I have that right? That phrase helps you create clarity, mutual understanding, going to reduce tension, and it paves the way for aligned action. Then you can build together. You might follow up with a phrase like, hey, so what's one action we can both agree to as a next step? Here's my thought. What's yours? So eventually, my CEO and I survived that. I didn't get fired, even though I did not handle it well. And we got to having much more productive conversations on some of these topics. And so when we finally got to this point of, you know, what's one action we can both agree to as a next step, my CEO surprised me at one point by saying, listen, David, I don't share your concerns about the ethics. I think it's all good, but I don't want you to feel compromised either. How can we do this in a way that still feels right to you? It was a powerful moment, and we were able to come up with a solution that honored both of our goals. All right, so those are some ways that you can disagree, radically disagree with your boss, but do it in a constructive way that has the potential to build your relationship and your career, at least not blow it up. You might not win. Let's acknowledge this. You might not win. You might be thinking, David, you don't know my boss. No way they're going to change their mind. And listen, you might be right. Sometimes you'll get that change. Sometimes you won't. But either way, you grow. You gain insight. You gain credibility. And you gain connection. You're seen as someone who thinks strategically and speaks up with respect. Now, on the other hand, the conversation might reveal a values clash that's so big, you just can't bridge it. You're like, nope, I am way not aligned with this person. And that's valuable data too. And it's data you did not have before you had the conversation. Now you can make the informed decision about your role, your fit, and your future. Is it a good idea to stay? Or do you need to walk away? As you're thinking about having this conversation with your boss, understand that when you find the courage to speak up, armed with those four dimensions, connection, clarity, curiosity, and confidence, you're not just challenging a decision, you're elevating your influence. Use your voice. You might be surprised by how much power it carries. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills that will help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And you can get a guide to print out that you can use to walk your team through these same skills. You can have the conversations together. Lots of different activities are going to help you reduce your team stress, improve morale and productivity. And you'll find that resource for you. It's completely free download at letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. And a big thank you, as always, to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford, over at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Brooke Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, disagree when you need to, and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.